It's talk radio, only smarter. The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays at 3. This is the WHMP Morning News.
We are in the middle of the sweetest season, the growing season here in the Pioneer Valley, and this area is a bountiful harvest every year of great stuff. And one of the organizations that keeps that in the front of our minds is CISA, Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. Phil Corman is here, and we are you have a guest in studio with a big flat of strawberries. Tell us what we have today.
Yeah, we have Nathan Norris here from Norris Farms, and Nathan does what he does best, which is grows, picks, and brings right to us these amazing strawberries.
Now, that's a big box of strawberries, Nate. Now, you have two varieties here. Let's talk first about the latest one, the bigger of the two. What is this hybrid we have here?
That's a new variety called Valley Sunset.
Now, how do you go about getting new varieties of strawberries? I mean, there are different kinds, obviously. How do you go about growing those?
We actually have relationships with breeders from throughout the world.
Really?
These two varieties in front of us are from Nova Scotia. We have several from the U.S., of course. And we have varieties from Italy and England and even France.
Now, when you say breeders, they give you the seeds yourself, or do you get actual plants from them?
They... because of the genetics on strawberries being octoploid, the coming up with a new variety is a real crapshoot. So they would give us the variety, and then we vegetatively propagate to maintain that strain.
Excellent. I mean, this is obviously a bumper year for early crops, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're 1 to 2 weeks ahead on all these crops. So right now we're at the height of the strawberry season. I just went picking this past weekend, and it's the time to go. Today's a beautiful day. The weekend is probably going to stay nice. And even if it's cloudy, it's just great to pick or to buy or to eat because the strawberries are here.
It's so ironic because last year there was such a kind of a down year. It was all wet and damp, and it wasn't real conducive to growing. And this year it's like, boom. I mean, everything is popping up like crazy.
It's fantastic. I mean, you're right. Last year, 17 days of rain in a row, it seemed like. This year we've had a few sprinkles here or there, and really only a couple half-inch shots the last couple weeks.
Now, Nate, how many acres of strawberries do you put up every year? I mean, what do you yield?
We're picking off about 9 to 10 acres for fruit, and our nursery is about 100.
Wow, that's a lot of strawberries. So, now, do you sell wholesale, or how do you operate your farm? You take it to market, obviously, right?
Yeah, we don't discriminate. We sell everybody equally. So we got retail at the tent right out in front of our office. We go half out the back of our truck to the local farmers. The other half get delivered down eastern part of the state.
You must be in the local food guide, right? This local diesel food guide for 2010. I mean, this is every year this farm products guide gets bigger and bigger, which is great. But in here,
well, our staff loses a little more hair too. Yeah, but yeah,
well, yeah. I mean, obviously that's
great.
Issue.
It is great.
But
yeah,
there's a thing in here that, and I urge people to pick this up. It's on page 7. Growing the local food system. If you want to know the impact of local growing and local agriculture, there's some great numbers here. And you are really to be credited. And I think that this organization should be credited with, I think, being responsible for a lot of this. Not to take anything away from the growers, but you guys have been promoting local agriculture now for, you know, a decade or more, right?
Well, right. And actually, Norris Farm was right there with us at the beginning, right? Because, you know, CISA is what it is because of the 200 farmers that are part of the Local Hero Program. And then what we try to do is help farmers do things they can't do because, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and they're working 22 of those hours already. So we help make it more possible for the farmers to connect to the restaurants, to the hotels, to the institutions. We're always trying to make it easier for all of us to know what is locally grown so we can find it. And it's incredible. When you just increase that desire on the part of the community for buying local food and local farm products, it just lowers the risk a little bit for that farmer who wants to take on a new part of their operation.
It's getting easier, it seems like, to get this stuff into local stores too, right? Are you having an experience as a farmer?
Absolutely. We've seen growth of 10 to 20% a year.
Now, the next frontier, it seems to me, in local food, we're talking with Phil Corman from CISA and Nate Norris from Norris Farms. The next frontier, it would seem to me, would be schools. You want to get this local stuff in the schools, and I think the schools are receptive to it. Logistically, there's been some challenges, though, hasn't there been?
You know, on every aspect of the local food system, there are always these challenges, and they're frustrating because they seem small and insignificant, and then to solve them is not easy. So a lot of things have happened. In the schools, we've basically taken apart some of the infrastructure of cooking food in a school, so that has happened. We've sourced out some of the labor. A lot of times these folks are not working directly for the school system. And third, we have to then make the connection between the school and the farmer. So we're not focusing a lot of our energy right now on this, but Kelly Irwin, who does have the farm-to-school program, has just done amazing work. We've worked together with her around UMass Amherst, and UMass Amherst is now sourcing over 25% of its produce locally. And there's even a preschool to farm, a farm preschool program in Springfield where nonprofit preschools are buying locally from a farmer in Hadley. So, yeah, you're right that this is another piece we have to keep moving towards. We've done pretty good with the colleges and universities, and the challenge is how do we make it happen better in the public school system when they have such limited resources.
What's really exciting is the, some of these school to farm curriculums that they have where they're getting the kids actually out in the fields.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, to me, the ball game right there. When you get the young kids involved, it's like anything else, computers, whatever. The younger you start, and those kids are going to grow up with that in the food in their mouths and in their minds for the rest of their lives, which is gonna, just going to make things even better as you move forward.
Right, right. And we have information at buylocalfood.org about farm-to-school programs, so we can refer folks to other programs that are doing great work on it.
Now, some of these numbers on this page, and I apologize for being distracted because I'm reading these numbers, and I think that it's amazing. 40 local hero restaurants purchased over $1 million in local food and farm products last. That's a staggering number.
Yeah, and it is. And it's something that's going to keep growing because this year we now have 46 restaurants that are local hero restaurants. And what keeps happening is that restaurants always understand that the higher quality, the fresher food they can provide, the better taste that will be there for folks who come to that restaurant. And they want that cutting edge to be able to offer that up. Even in the middle of a recession, you have to, they want to show that.
Now, farmers markets, there are 31 farmers markets in our area right now, including a couple here in Northampton and several in, up and down the valley.
Right.
Greenfield has one. Nate, do you go to farmers markets regularly?
No, we supply a lot
of
growers.
Oh, you do, so you supply them, exactly.
So Nate is doing that throughout the state now. He'll be shipping it to farmers who have a farm stand but don't grow their own strawberries, but folks want to be able to come to a farm stand in the height of strawberry season and be able to buy strawberries, so Nate can help with that need.
Now, you've got the pick-your-own deal going, right, over there at Nurse?
Yes, every day.
How popular is that? I mean, people really like to get out and do this themselves, or?
It's been...
Because I'm perfectly happy to pay somebody to do it for me. No problem with that.
So if anybody needs a job, they can come to the radio station, and Chris will hire you. He'll tell you how much he wants picked.
Exactly. We keep hearing that the growing season's earlier this year. What's been your experience as a grower with the early spring and the early season?
We're 2 weeks earlier than the last 2 years, and a week earlier than ever.
And the crop is still good. It's still a pretty good crop.
It's fantastic. This cooler weather is just perfect for strawberries.
Interesting. And what's, Phil, what's your experience been talking to other growers around the area? I know that there was a guy who was quoted in one, I think Mike Westman was quoted as saying that their sweet corn is going to be ready 7 to 10 days earlier than usual. So that would put that, what, like late June?
Probably in the next 2 weeks, you're going to start seeing the corn. Yeah. I mean, it is amazing. And, but the important thing is you don't want to miss these seasons because, you know, I went and I picked 20 pounds of strawberries and I honestly will eat local strawberries out of the freezer in my shakes for the next year.
Really?
And it doesn't take up much room. And my 13-year-old son cuts home from school, makes himself a shake, takes out the strawberries, and away he goes.
Now, what would a flat of berries, a big flat of berries here, what would a flat of berries like that go for a retail?
Retail, the whole flat is 34. Most local guys are $4 to $5 a quart.
Really? But do you sell a lot of flats to farmers, obviously, right? Or to people going to farmers markets, or
right?
People can just walk in and buy them, right? I
mean, right. But at our tent, that's one of our specials: is buy the whole case, 8 quarts.
Now, and if someone picked 8 quarts, what would that cost them?
They're looking at probably 30% to 50% less.
Wow. So you do it yourself and you save yourself some money and have some fun, unless it's blazingly hot out and the sun's out of this sun.
We were talking about Chris's childhood and while he'll never pick a strawberry ever again.
No, I didn't say I would never. What I said was my sister used to drag me out in the middle of summer, in the middle of the day, and I would come back all burned. And of course, it was when the strawberry shortcake got started, it was a little less painful once the stuff at the table, but there it is. Now, at your farm, Nate, do you just do strawberries or do you do other things as well?
We will have pick-your-own raspberries coming up in the next
and my
two
wife
weeks.
Will be down for that because she loves those things.
And then shortly thereafter, blueberries. I saw some blue ones turning yesterday.
Unbelievable. So it's that early. So obviously the strawberry season is first, and then the other ones are sort of – so when's the peak of blueberry season for you?
That would be the second week of July.
So July is blueberry month, and then –
So pretty much in the next 4 to 6 weeks,
right.
You can go to Norris and other places, and you can be picking one kind of berry or another.
Now, when do you wind up your season? Is it end like late August for you? Or
we actually finish the summer berry harvest the last week of July, first week of August. The next 2 to 3 weeks, we will have the big menu. It'll be red raspberries, black raspberries, yellow raspberries with the strawberries. And then we'll have some currants and gooseberries just to add a little extra.
Excellent. So you guys are real busy up there. You got a lot of good stuff going on there. Nate Nurse from Nurse Farm. So, Phil, anything else going on in terms of local growing we should know about before we break?
Well, just to let folks know, if you go to buylocalfood.org, you can access the Farm Products Guide online.
Absolutely. And pick it up. It's a huge thing. And make sure you turn to page 7. That's my favorite page with all the numbers. I mean, local agriculture is such a great thing. And it's so unique, and it's such a part of who we are in the Valley. Make sure you get out and take advantage of it, and go to the farmer's market and support your local growers. Nate Nurse from Nurse Farms, Phil Carmen from CESA, thanks for coming in.